We're continuing in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Aleph, discussing the Chazon for Slichos. The Rama says, "V'idakt kulachs or achar shliach tzibur hayoser hogun, vayoser gadol b'tov ma'isim, shef sarim solis pal slichos v'amin arayim." You want to find the most fitting shliach tzibur. Who is that? Who is the greatest in Torah and ma'isim? To be the one who leads the tefilos on for slichos and yamim noraim. The Mishnah Berurah says they should be bali tshuva gemura. Now the Rama starts listing some details. Number one, preferably someone who's 30 years old. The Mishnah Berurah says why? One remez is that the levim began working. The Gra says this remez when they were turned 30. And we know davening corresponds to the avoda, so preferably he should be 30. And also, the Mishnah Berurah says, "His libo nishbar benitke." That means he's been through life a little bit. He knows people sometimes have difficulties. When you're able to relate to the tzaras people have, you're able to daven better and cry out l'shamayim. Another Rama continues, "Sheinasui," he should be married. Like the Kohen Gadol, who was married when he did the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Well, third, he should be Merutzeh L'Kahal. So that the people would want him to daven. That means he has a nice, pleasant voice as well. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, what if you have a choice of two different Chazanim? One's a Ben Torah Yarei Chait. He doesn't have some of these details. He may not be 30. He may not be married. And the other one is an Ish Pashut, and he's married. He's older than 30. The Ben Torah is Kodem. Because someone who is a Sharker Yerush Shemayim is preferred. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the minhag is that somebody who began davening Slichos and being the Baal Tokeya for Rosh Hashanah, even one time, you shouldn't change it to a different person. In a sense, he has like a chazakah. So the Baal Tokeya should be the same one every year. And the Baal Slichos should be the same one every year, you know, if you're able to work that out. Well, the Rama says that the one who is the Chazan should be Merutza L'Kahal, that people are happy that he's the Chazan, and people like him. And the Chazan has to be mostly everyone in davening. And Imelo Sone, let's say to someone who he doesn't like in the crowd, U'mechaven Shelo L'Hotzio, and the Chazan has in mind not to be Motzi, this person, Gam Ohavav Einam Yotzi Visvilaso. Even the ones who like him, who he likes, aren't Yotze either. Very interesting. So you should try to find someone who's friendly and popular with the people in the tzibur. Well, the Rama continues, V'yesh mekomos noagim l'mispal slichos mispal kol hayom. The one who davens slichos continues and davens all the rest of the tefilos for that day. So let's say the person davens slichos, let's say Motzei Shabbos, the night, the first night of slichos, which is really like for Sunday. So he would daven the following day, Shachris and Mincha. But the next day, Maariv, he doesn't have to daven because that's already the next day. Why, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hamaskil b'mitzvah omim lo gmor. If you start on a mitzvah, you tell him to finish. Continue. So he began being the chazan for this day's tfilos because the slichos is like right before introducing the next day. He would daven Shachris and Mincha the next day. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this person is even kodem le'avel, u'mohel yardside. He really takes precedence. If somebody's in Avelos, if somebody has a yard site, he says that this one takes precedence. Well, then the Mishnah Berurah, others argue on this. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that the chazan for slichos would lead the davening, and if there's an avel or a yard site, he would take over starting from Ashrei. That way you can have, in a sense, you can have two chazanim, you know, shliach tzibur for the shachris. One does most of the davening, and the other one starts after Ashrei. Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Nogim Lisanos, Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a minute to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's part of getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. And this is an old minhag. The Tur quotes it from earlier Rishonim. The Ramah says, these tainios ain't tzarech lahashkin. You don't have to fast the entire day. So the minhag is to fast until mincha, se'aneinu, and then break your fast after mincha. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that he doesn't know why people don't do this nowadays, and at least to fast until chatzos is a very good idea, a way to get ready for Rosh Hashanah, a little extra tshuva, an Erev Rosh Hashanah mamash. The Mishnah Berurah quotes another minhag that many have a custom to fast on the first day of Slichos. And again, the Yochid would say Aneinu in Shema Tefillah, but the Shliach Tzibur would not say Aneinu in Chazaras Hashatz. Okay, Bez Hashem will continue more tomorrow in Sif Beis. We mentioned the minhag in the Ramah that whoever is the Chazan at Slichos also davens the other Tfilos of the day. He's the Chazan of the Tfilos of the day. Nowadays, many don't follow that minhag. This is already brought down in the earlier Achronim. Some have the minhag. Why not? Well, how come some don't have the minhag? So one reason given is, in the old days, the Chazan for Slichos would fast, and he would fast the whole day. So once he's fasting anyway, and he's at a higher level, so let him be the Shliach Tzibur too. But nowadays, that normally the Chazan for Slichos does not fast, he doesn't have a tainus the whole day. So then, this minhag also fell away.